asking about people at a party, you'd say, what would you call the group, whole group of people who had been there? Would you say a group or all of them?
All of us, all of them.
When you're asking about all the speakers' remarks, if you've been to some kind of meeting and, or maybe in church, everything said, you might say, would you have a word that you'd call the whole content of what he said, the whole message? Or?
Well, if it's a preacher, say like a preacher preaching, I'd say he preached a good sermon or something like that. And had a good gathering and a good sermon.
If no one else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out for
themselves.
What would you call food taken between regular meals?
Lunches.
And if you have your three meals or whatever number of meals a day, you have at pretty regular hours, you say, what breakfast do you would eat breakfast at
about 7 o'clock.
And if you were talking about yesterday's meals, you said, I did what?
I had breakfast yesterday morning.
What do the people in your family drink most often for breakfast?
Coffee.
And how does your wife make your coffee?
She uses instant coffee.
That's quicker?
Yeah.
If someone asked you how much did you drink, and it was quite a bit, you said I
drank a cup full.
Right,
smart.
And if it's pretty common that you do this, you say, if a lot of water is consumed, you say we
drink water.
When dinner's on the table and the family's standing around waiting to begin, particularly if you have company, what would you say to them to invite them to sit down and
come have dinner with me?
And if your group is gathered around the dining table, you'd ask them, won't you
have so and so?
Have a seat or
have a seat to sit down, don't they?
And if they're all seated and nobody seems ready to begin anything, you say, well, go ahead.
Go ahead and help yourself. But we generally have thanks on my table, don't we?
Give thanks on your table.
That's right, on my table before we eat.
And if one of your the members did go ahead, and what did he do?
Help yourself.
If you decide that you don't want a certain thing that's on the table, you say, no, I don't.
I don't care for that.
What would you call the seed of the cherry? The hard, unedible part?
The core.
The core of the peach. And what is the inside of a peach to you, the part that's...
Seed.
Is there a name that you have for the kind of peach where the flesh is tight right up against the stone?
That's a press.
And the kind of peach you have to cut the seed out of?
Well, that's a press to a clear seed is a seed, a peach, the seed just come right loose. But any other type of peaches I've ever handled, you have to cut the meat off of them.
The meat off of it, I see. And what do you call the part of the apple that you throw away?
The core.
And when you cut up apples, or when your wife might cut up apples or peaches to dry them, what would you say you're making?
Dried apples or dried peaches?
Or pies or whatever?
Pies. Mm-hmm.